ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Tuesday, November 21st, 2017, and I didn't get a chance to make this announcement yesterday, but Greg Hunter is joining us, and he'll be here in just a few short minutes. So I'm going to get, since we got a little bit of a late start, I'm going to get right to the market reports today, as he will be joining us in just a few moments. And let's go to gold prices. Popped today, up $330 off the highs of the day, but we're looking at $1,280. $1,280 for gold, up $330. Silver was up 8 cents, back up over $17 at $1,704. Platinum was up $11 at $937, and we have palladium up 9 at $1,001, back up over that $1,000 level. We have the USDX today trading down 0.09 at $93.98, and crude oil was up 54 cents at $56.96. And everything is a go for the stock markets. You have the Dow up 160 points at 23,590. The NASDAQ was up 80 at 6,862. The S&P was up 16 at 2,599. 10-year yield down 0.01 at 2.36. And the Euro 117. And I think, pre-holiday trading, no surprises, light trading. You're going to see these big moves in the markets. And I guess a lot of eyes are still focused on a lot of the Charlie Rose and Roy Moore and what we're going to see about that. And I really didn't see a lot of Goldman Sachs came out and says, oh, we're going to be hitting 3% GDP, 4% GDP, and even 5% GDP in the next couple of years. And I guess everybody believes them and believes Goldman Sachs. And so I think this is what the market is trading on. But a lot of people have already left for their holidays and for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And so it leaves the markets open to any type of trader. So a lot of crazy things going on. And we're not sure what the holiday schedule is going to be, if we're going to have a live program tomorrow or not. We certainly will not have one on Friday. You'll just have to tune in tomorrow. Most likely we will. But
We.
I have a mouse in my pocket. Mm-hmm. Me and Ruby.
Yep.
We're going to do the show tomorrow. But I have a long day tomorrow. We're actually doing three programs in the morning. I'm doing three programs in the morning and then the 4 o'clock one. So I just might be worn out by 4 o'clock, Al. So you could just take over.
Oh. And I won't get blamed for it?
You won't...
I get blamed for it. I knew I would.
Ah, you never get blamed for anything, Alfred.
That's why you have producers, Melody. They are the ones who are supposed to take the blame.
Oh, is that it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think I'd want to blame Todd for much. He never does anything that gets blamed for, so he's good.
That's why we keep him around. If there's any blame, some of it's the one you least suspect. Kind of like the butler. All right? The producer did it. That's what you have to do.
All right. So I'll just have to get into the mode of blaming other people. So, hey, what a great idea.
Yeah, you should run for office. You should run for president.
Yeah.
You could be Hillary's understudy or something like that. I'm going to blame everybody else. It's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault.
It's not my fault. Well, I don't think it would just be her, be an understudy of her. It'd be everybody else in Washington that's equally. Hey, we have Greg Hunter. We've just been kind of passing the time here, waiting eagerly for Mr. Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com to join us. Good afternoon, Greg.
Afternoon to you guys. I was enjoying listening to your little banter. I was like, oh, this is good. That's what I think to myself. Oh, this is good. And so I blame somebody else.
An original idea.
Yeah, really.
Good.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen.
And they're not done falling, are they?
Well, you know, I got a couple of little important little pieces of information that came out on my my site. One of them was Cliff High, who's graciously accepted to come back on again. I kind of do about 2 hours of work every time I'm on. A ton of questions for me. Does this internet computer-based search program. It's called Predictive Linguistics. And, you know, he, in, I want to say, January, you know, when Bitcoin was 1,000 or 800 or 600 or 700, said it's going to go to $14,000. And I was like, wow, really? Yeah, wow. Well, what is it at now? 8,000, 8,200? 8. I don't know. 8 something?
Yep, pretty close.
And he said it'd be in 2018, in February or March of 2018, that's when it would go. He says that gold and silver will follow its way up, silver especially, silver. That will fall its way up, which I thought was pretty damn amazing. Sorry, I mean to cuss. Pretty amazing. And then Mark Taylor, and he confirmed this with me, and I heard it for myself. Or the day after Trump was elected, he was on with Rick Wiles, and he also said this on my thing too. I don't know, 4 or 5 months later. Months ago, that there are going to be military-style tribunals. And I remember when I first got him, I want to say it's in the summer, and he said that was one of the titles to my YouTube channel, Military-Style Tribunals. Well, look at what's happening with the uncovering and the peeling back of this awful onion of Mueller knew that Russia and Russian spies, the former FBI director, you know, the guy looking into the collusion allegations, which is bogus. He was the FBI director in 2009 and had inside. Now it's not 4 years inside undercover with Russian spies. 6 years. Knew all about it. Jeff Holder knew all about it. Eric Holder. Obama was getting briefed. Knew all about it. Hillary Clinton knew all about it. And yet they sold, you know, the CIFA, whatever it is, all these dying agencies. But Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. I mean, there's, that's more powerful than the Vice President, Secretary of State.
Yep.
And so, you know, whatever she said in the Obama administration with all the Obamaites, well, they were all going to be like cows going into a milking stall. And first one went in, well, they're all going to go. How are you going to vote? Well, I'm going to vote the way Hillary does. And this is huge treason. There I said it. What have I been saying all along? What have I been saying? How many times have you heard me say, let me boil down the Hillary Clinton thing. She had private unprotected servers, so she would hide the fact that she was taking treasonous bribes through a global charity fraud. And what is going on? She had private servers, erased 33,000 under subpoena, to hide the fact she was taking treason. Now they're saying the money from the 9 people that donated donations to her charity, donated, in quotes. Yeah, that money came from Russia. They just funneled it through these guys, 9 people.
It must be a big surprise for Hillary.
Does anybody understand how big this makes Watergate look like a squirt gun fight? I mean, there was
no national
security.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No national security issues whatsoever. Yeah. Nixon did not sell out the country. He did not take any money. He was freaked out because he didn't want the same thing to happen to him in 1960, where he won the election over JFK. And I'm a former Catholic. I like JFK. But, they cheated him out of the election, and he didn't make a stink about it in Chicago and West Virginia. That's historic. That's history. That's not a maybe. They did. And, of course, that's what he was freaked out about, which doesn't mean he should have been breaking into the Democratic National headquarters, but he won by a landslide. He was afraid they were going to cheat him again. But anyway, the long and short of it is when he said he wasn't a crook, I'm no crook. He wasn't. Guess what? Nixon was not a crook. But these people in the White House?
They're crooks.
Jared, Rice, Clinton, Rosenstein, Mueller, Obama, all of them, I think, were in on this. And they think they could say, well, we voted along with a group of people. We thought it was. No. No, somebody knew. Obama knew. He could have stopped it. Boom. I wouldn't have put this up for a vote, period. He could have stopped it to his administration. Mueller could have stopped it by going public. He could have stopped it. Rosenstein could have stopped it. He was a state attorney at the time. He knew all about it, too. This is outrageous treason. This is treason.
How far do you think this is going to go?
To the White House. Clinton is toast. Why do you think they're throwing Bill and Hillary under the bus? Do you think that they've gotten some morals? Do you think the Democrats have gotten morals? Do you think mm-hmm. they've seen the light? Do you think they've got to come to this Jesus meeting in a glowing, beautiful aura, and they've all said, oh, my gosh, I want to repent and mend my ways when they covered this weasel? Even after he went, listen, let me make this perfectly clear. Widely known, he went to pedophile island Jeffrey Epstein, who was convicted of trying to initiate sex with a minor. And they called his island down there in the Caribbean Pedophile Island. And he'd been out there for a couple of dozen times. This is while the election is going on, and they're not going to ask Hillary Clinton a single thing. I got to say, Trump had the balls to bring out Juanita Broderick and Kathleen Willey and what's her name? She won $800,000. Paula Jones, you know, he pulled out his Johnson, said he didn't touch it or whatever he did. I don't know. But she won the $850,000 in an out of court settlement. And he did it. I mean, a lot of people don't know Kathleen Willey. Her husband committed suicide. They ruined her. The smear machine was all the network media, which is awful because I used to work for network media. And I was, you know, I did investigative stuff. I didn't do the political stuff. I was buttoned up tight. If I said it, it happened. If I didn't know it, I said I didn't know it. If I had documents to back it up and said it, you can go to the bank on it. And they don't do that. And they trashed these people. And now, and here's the point I'm making about the Clintons. Not only are they not useful, they are a detriment to all the other Democrats. And I would say there are Republicans, deep state, you know, the swamp creatures. They knew this was a global charity fraud. They knew they raised billions of dollars for Haiti and didn't give them a dime. They knew there were protests up there in upper Manhattan from Haitians that said the Clintons basically screwed them over. And they got money donated for their earthquake relief and billions. I want to say it's $4 billion. And they got hardly nothing. There were former Haitian officials saying, yes, we got hardly nothing. We got 5%. Of what they collected. We should have had the island rebuilt. They didn't. They stole it. But did mainstream media do a story like that? No, no. They knew, Congress knows. When you have James Kallstrom, the former assistant FBI director, on Fox Live say, this is a huge, huge, quote, this is a huge, huge criminal conspiracy. The Clinton Foundation, which, according to Charles Ortel, was never supposed to be anything more than a presidential library. How are they doing the Clinton Global Initiative? How are they doing the Clinton Foundation? How do they do that? This is when Mark Taylor talks about how the Clinton, there's going to be
military-style tribunals.
Something else that Cliff High predicted, that a third of the media would go down with sex-related scandals. Whoa. Are you kidding me? You said what? A third of the media, whether it's pedophile, sexual harassment, whatever, that's what Cliff High came up with his predictive linguistics. Now listen, Cliff High is not 100%. He'll be the first one to tell you that. But that's an awful big, long fuse prediction by both guys about the military-style tribunals, and I think it's coming. I think that there was treason. Massive amounts of treason. All the people that work for these people, which they'll try to throw under the bus, that'll roll over on them. That's what, you know, Donna Brazile is now, she was on, I know I'm just running, man, aren't I? Donna Brazile was just on Fox News, and she backtracked everything. Basically, she said she lied about everything she said in the book.
She backed out of what she said in the book?
Yes, she said that, oh, no, Hillary would make a great president. She didn't rig the election, and she'd make a great president, and I think Roy Moore should step down. And Trump is basically saying we don't need a liberal Democrat in that seat. He's basically endorsing Roy Moore. And I think Roy Moore has had a smear campaign of smear campaigns. Listen, I think they're going to find out that yearbook is not legit. There's not a single woman that said that she actually was raped or actually, well, one of them, the one that said she was 16 that has the fake yearbook, that sexually assaulted. You know, they had to get that 14-year-old in there because the state of the age of consent in Alabama is 16. So he can ask all the girls out he wants. Is it creepy? Maybe, but is it illegal? No. And he says he didn't do that, incidentally. And the only piece of evidence that Gloria Allred has brought up is this yearbook, and she hasn't had it tested, which unbelievable that she would jump on the national stage and bring this as forensic evidence without knowing facts certain it was legit. And she still hasn't given up the yearbook to be independently tested. But I digress. Two big predictions look like they're coming true. We have yet for the military tribunals, but this is mushrooming. This Clinton Foundation, the charity, the fraud, the private servers. You know, now you know why they went so crazy to try to destroy Trump. Because if they left him intact, you know, all this would be revealed, and they could all go down. And I think Trump knew it. I don't think Trump's a dummy. I think he knew all about this when this started, when he got into the campaign. I think if you listen to his speech at the inauguration, talking about how Washington cashed in and messed over the little guy, and that they were selfish and they were basically did he call them the swamp? I don't know. I couldn't believe the things he was saying about Washington when he wasn't all peace, love, and kumbaya, and we're all going to be good, and it's good now. Now we're all no. So we have some rough waters to be sailing through in the weeks and months ahead. If you look at Bitcoin, I have DeMartino Booth on, Danielle DeMartino Booth. She used to be the advisor to Richard Fisher. You remember Richard Fisher? He sat on CNBC at the beginning of 2016 and said, "We injected the markets," this is his words, "with cocaine and heroin," end quote. "We injected the markets with cocaine and heroin, and where are we at? All new all-time highs." Anybody that thinks that this is a natural market is kidding themselves. And she said the reason why Bitcoin is at $8,000, or I mean it varies. It can be $800,000, $900,000 a day. So let's say $8,000. She says that this is a powerful people panicking into Bitcoin, panicking. I have Rob Kirby on. He'll be on later. He's just a friend of mine. I haven't got him yet. I don't have it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll have to. We're going to break for a couple of commercials.
Okay. I'm just rambling.
No,
but
it's
a lot
all right.
To talk about.
All right. It's all right. There's a great deal to talk about. And what I'm really wondering about is how far is this going? Is there a higher point than the White House? Is there a higher point than Obama? Who's pulling the strings and how far will this go? We'll talk about that in a couple minutes on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter. Please stay tuned.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. And are we going to go right to Greg right now, Melody?
I think so. Absolutely.
Well, what I'm wondering about, Greg, is we've seen a breakdown, a great deal of exposure for Hollywood on the West Coast. We're also seeing a great deal of exposure for Washington on the East Coast. Does this indicate something is happening in society where we finally hit the gag reflex for immoral behavior by people in positions of power? Is this just going up to Obama in the White House? Or are we going to get bigger? Institutions are being challenged and threatened right now beyond Hollywood, beyond Washington? Is this bigger than just those two?
I think venues? This is great change, and I think the reason why it is in part is because the mainstream media has lost control of the narrative. Mm-hmm. When they wanted to thump something, even as far back as when I was still at ABC, CNN in the 2000s, you know, they had the Drudge Report, and some people watched it in the industry, and you know, the Drudge Report really was something that people looked at in the TV industry and the media industry. Not most people didn't watch the Drudge Report in the early 2000s. I mean, it just grew and grew and grew, and now you have the mainstream media chasing Twitter, chasing the internet, chasing internet websites. Breitbart is a huge power. Drudge Report is a huge power. You know, they realized that I was able to book Edward Klein. Funny story about that. He did his book about all-out war, the plot to destroy Trump, and he talked about how them hatching this unmasking plan in the White House at a dinner party. One of his sources gave that up. This is an unbelievable, amazing source and amazing point that he could zero it into December 16th, 2016, after Trump was elected. They decided to unmask these people, give it to the agencies, let them all release it, and try to get Trump impeached to make him look like he's colluding with the Russians, when indeed the entire Obama administration to be colluding with the Russians, at least on the Uranium One deal. That was a massive undercover investigation with video, documents. I mean, they've released 5,000 documents. There's thousands, tens of thousands of documents. This guy was undercover for 6 years, and they knew all about it. And so I think to your question, what is it? It's a loss of control of the narrative. Look at Trump forced people, as uncomfortable as it may seem, with the Twitter thing, which I love. I don't care what he writes. And him bringing Juanita Broderick and Paula Jones and Kathleen Willey, Hillary is going to, pull this double standard hypocrisy of, Trump, you said something terrible about a woman sometime, which is totally bogus. All that's been disproven. Nobody's been able to successfully sue him or any other thing. I think it's the same thing with Roy Moore. Just make the allegations and screw him over, and that'll be the end of it. Right? No. Roy Moore is suing, incidentally. But back to the narrative. They lost control of the narrative. Breitbart's a huge site. I was able to get Ed Klein with his all-out war thing, and guess what? They demonetized that. This is a six, seven, eight-time best-selling author with another best-selling book. All at War is a best-selling book. And little USA Watchdog is able to have enough hoo-ha and enough power and enough juice to book Ed Klein. He wouldn't mess with me if he didn't think it was going to be good for book sales. And I don't mean to, that's not a negative on Ed Klein, but, he's got so much time.
Yeah, get it.
And so that's how they've lost control of the narrative. They lost it through. That's why they're trying to get it back, but they're not going to. They're trying to get it through. You know, oh, we're going to stop Trump from tweeting. Oh, we're gonna take all these conservative sites off of Facebook. We're not going to allow this on YouTube. You know, Google is doing now, according to InfoWars, a massive censorship project. But I think the horse is out of the barn. And they've lost control of the narrative. John Conyers, you know, he was one of the people supposedly that was, now his staff is saying, hey, he's been sexually harassing us for years. You know, they had revealed this thing. You know, the mainstream media would have never revealed this whole deal with the slush fund they had for paying off, you know, taxpayers paying off women who claimed they were sexually harassed. Whether it's up to $17 or $18 million.
Yeah.
We've seen that with the Drudge Report. I mean, Drudge was just a guy operating out of his spare bedroom posting the Drudge Report until he caught the information on Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, which was available to other mainstream outlets, but they declined to report it.
Correct.
He did, and he very nearly caused the president to be impeached. I mean, that had to scare everybody about, oh, my God, the Internet is powerful, potentially powerful, and we're seeing more of that right now.
I got people that comment on my site that have a YouTube channel, and they're not professional. But, you know, they've got, you know, for Twitter followers, for example, they might have 2,000 or 3,000 followers. My site, they'll have 200 or 300 followers on their YouTube channel. You know, multiply that viral, the viral nature of news now. I mean, people are just running past ABC. I hardly ever post an article from ABC or CBS or CNN. I mean, I rarely. I don't post a lot of those articles. But a lot of times they are a day late, a dollar short, and they're playing catch-up. You know, I mean, you're seeing the Internet have stories on that you know, they're sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months ahead of time. I mean, look at me, what I've been saying. So for what a year? I've been saying that the U.S. has been arming ISIS in the Obama administration. It's funny, Trump comes in and ISIS is destroyed. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. 8 years of Obama fiddle fooling around, and we couldn't destroy it. But Trump comes in, and in the first year of his presidency, they're pretty much done. Unbelievable. Isn't that unbelievable?
And nobody's given.
They've lost control.
Many.
He was able to control his own message.
Not many people are giving Trump
CBS,
credit for that.
Here's the other thing I wanted to bring this up. You know, Charlie Rose. You know, they spent millions of dollars on these people to make you think that they are fair arbiters of the truth. And listen, Charlie Rose was in a very important position on the CBS morning show. I was in Good Morning America, and there is no show more important on ABC, not the World News Tonight, not a half hour at night where they regurgitate stuff from the New York Times and the Washington Post and, you know, a few things on the Internet. No, the big money maker at ABC was Good Morning America. The big money maker at CBS is the CBS morning show, even if it's in third place. So he held a very high position, and, you know, they don't do anything until they're outed, like Brian Williams. They spent millions of dollars on this guy, and, you know, bodies floating in New Orleans, and we were shot down, and they still gave him another show. Even though he's a liar, he lied hugely. What you're seeing is you're seeing the old-timey, pedigreed, mainstream media where everybody comes from Yale or an Ivy League school or it's somebody's daughter, somebody's kid, the Cuomos, you know, Chris Cuomo, you know, somebody's kid, the governor, his brother's now the governor, some pedigree, somebody has a pedigree. That's all going poof, boom, bye. You look at people like Mark Dice, who's got out a billion views on YouTube. You don't have a pedigree. But he sells. They hate him. I love him, frankly. But you look at people with no pedigree. My dad was a machinist, so, you know, I have no pedigree. I just made it up to the network so I could do investigative reporting, and I wouldn't get them sued. Of course, they probably did. They didn't, you know, like the fact that I was uncovering too much, but whatever. But it's just unbelievable amount of the internet, social media is just overwhelming the narrative of the mainstream press, and they get to the point where they either have to ignore it and lose even more credibility, or they have to report it in some way and try to spin it. But it's horrible. They're getting actually it's good for America, but it's horrible for them. They are getting outed, and again, this was a prediction by Cliff High, and he said pedophilia, sexual, but I want to say it would. He said a third of the media would be outed in some way, sexual form. Some would be pedophilia, some would be other sexual stuff, but a third of the media. Wow, icons are dropping. I mean, I bet you Charlie Rose didn't think his career would end in complete embarrassment.
The one problem with the internet is things go viral, and we get extraordinary coverage in almost minutes. All right, can happen. Doesn't always happen, but it can. But is it short-lived? Do these stories did they have a lasting power, or are they just here right now, and then we get another story, and then we get another story, and we don't hang on and cling to the essence of them for a period of time?
Here's what's lasting, the truth. And the biggest problem I have with the internet is that people state their opinion as proven fact. Sorry, you don't get to do that. There's a lot of stories I pass on because I just can't source it. You know, like Marines landing at Langley to stop a coup. I just can't source that. I don't know if that happened or not. I don't know that. I don't like to put out information where I don't know what it is. I do know there were indictments all over the country, and I don't know what that's about because that hasn't been revealed yet. But there is evil. You have to be crazy not to think that. The prior administration was basically trying to push globalism, and you can't have we had the Bushes, 41, and we can't put globalism back in the bottom. Well, you can't have people with gun rights and a constitution and free speech. You can't have that and have globalism. You need top-down control. You can't have that. You can't have people who think they have rights. We have rights what we give you. That's what they want to do. That ain't working out well. And they're fighting it. And the fight's going to get worse, folks. The fight's going to get
How bad do you
think
it'll go?
Worse.
And do you suppose that this will be grounds for some sort of a serious war, not just where we go kick around some little country? Can this get big, I mean, really big to where it goes global?
It just depends. I mean, if you're in a card game and you're going to lose your ass, you're going to lose everything. And you've got cards on the table, and this hand is going to cause you to lose everything. Some people would just turn the table over.
Yeah.
And they may do it. And here you have Rob Kirby that's going to be on next Sunday. I'm not going to be on my weekly news wrap-up. I always have a lot to say during the week, but I'm not going to be on because it's Thanksgiving. I got to take a break sometime. But, I try to get people that can talk about what's going on. You know, I had Catherine Austin Fitz on, and she and college professor, PhD in economics, got a team of people at Michigan State working on this. He has identified $21 trillion, $21 trillion. This is above and beyond the $20 trillion that we already owe in our cash deficit. $21 trillion that's been misappropriated, stolen, misused, can't account for, $21 trillion. And Rob Kirby has long said there are dark pools of money. And he says, and I find it weird that we've never had a failed bond auction. There's no country on earth that has sold bonds that at some point, even Germany, as good as Germany it was and as strong as the Deutschmark was at one point, didn't have a failed bond auction. We don't. Who's buying this stuff up? Now, let's just take this back and get really wide shot on it now. So let's say it's just $21 trillion. Maybe it's more, maybe it's not. But we know, according to a PhD economics professor with a team of people going over the government budgets in the last 20 years, that when Department of Defense and Department of and HUD, Urban Development, Housing and Urban Development, $21 trillion, he can absolutely coal bust. It's gone. There's no accounting for this money. What happened? $21 trillion. Now, if you got $21 trillion in a slush fund and you think, and the dollar doesn't have to go away, the dollar can just get cut in half. Oh, you mean my $21 trillion is going to turn into $10.5 trillion? What? Can you imagine what's going to happen to anything and everything? Well, and this is what happened in 08. You know, rich people wanted their dang money. I just look at this. Let's just do a close-up on Warren Buffett, that little weasel. You know, Warren Buffett, he loaned money to General Electric at 10%. They needed a bailout. They needed backstopping. He would have been crushed. and had never gotten his money back. Oh, Warren Buffett loaned money to Goldman Sachs. Oh, yeah, where did Goldman Sachs invest in? Oh, a little company called AIG. And without a government bailout, AIG would have gone under and taken Goldman Sachs with them. They were taking them down. And multiple other companies that Warren Buffett invested in, that incompetent little weasel. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, you name it. Warren Buffett, if he wouldn't have had a bailout, Warren Buffett and the rich, because they wanted their money, dang it, he would have been thrown on the dustbin of history as an incompetent old man that should have gotten out of the game a long time ago. There, I said it. A complete, total weasel. Him and that mumbling, idiot Charlie Munger as well. I know I'm sounding very mean. But that's what happened, folks. That's what happened. That's what happened. That is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett is a buffoon, imbecilic, incompetent oaf. He required a government bailout to stay in business. Period. The end. And we didn't make anything bigger. We printed up an extra. I just had Daniel Martino Booth on, said, you know, we went from 160 billion, a trillion, to 100 to 220, 25 trillion, and we just got the platinum card out and went for it. Anybody listening to this, folks, you want to buy Bitcoin? Don't buy Bitcoin. Buy silver. Rob Kirby says. He says, I'm telling you, there's going to be a day. And right now, you know, he's telling me that, you know, to try to source gold overseas in a tonnage range, he says they're going to, his sources say they're going to put that on the blockchain, and they're going to vault the gold, and you're going to be able to turn in your crypto gold and silver, is what he says. And he says that it's working overseas in Asia. And they're going to have it vaulted. You're going to be able to turn it in, not like SLV, GLD, COMEX, LBMA. They're going to lose control of the pricing. That's the upside. That's what how is that going to work? I don't know. This is why the CME is trying to have a Bitcoin exchange. They're going to have no Bitcoin. That's like me coming out and saying, you know what? I want to control the socks in America. I don't have any socks, but I'm going to sell them on my exchange. I don't have a single sock. You can't get a sock from my exchange, but I'm going to sell them on America. How is Bitcoin exchange where you can't get the bit unit? I hate to call it coin because there's no coin to it. It's bit computer program. How are you going to be able to get that if you don't have that? He says that this exchange may blow up in their face. It may cause people to panic. And the people that are panicking, and it just so people know, they're not talking about money that has to be produced in the future to cause massive inflation and deflation at the same time, because some of these bonds, a lot of this stuff is going to go poof. The money's already there in dark pools. The money, the digits are already created. They're sitting in dark pools.
We're going to have to talk about those dark pools in a moment. We're going to take a couple of commercials here on Financial Survival. I'm Alfred Addis with Melody Cedarstern, our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alfred Adisker with Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survival with our guest Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Greg, you had some notions about the problems we have in deep pockets, dark pockets.
Well, you know what I wanted to, you know what people, so people are listening, okay, there's dark pools of money. People are listening, so what does that mean to me? Let me tell you what it means to you. Joke you public. And you know, I'm under no obligation to pitch gold or silver. I don't sell it. I know Melody does. And I know you're honest and you're somebody on my site. But I would say this anywhere, anytime, based on what I know. And I know it, and I am fortunate enough to know it before most people. Because of the people I talk to, not because I'm smart, because I'm at least smart enough to identify smart people, smarter than me, way smarter than me, that know what they're talking about. They have sources, and this is what the John Q. Public better listened to. You don't need a complete wipeout of the dollar for you to be absolutely creamed. They're talking about doing away with deposit insurance in Europe. Why?
Yep. Because they know a problem's coming. That's
why. Big one, and they don't care about you.
And they don't want to get caught.
And you still though, the deposit insurance is for what, euros? Well, you got Draghi, you know, pumping out, you know, billions of euros and buying bonds and buying everything that wiggles or moves or goes, I am a bond. You know, you have, so that, what is the money worth? You know, bonds are balls of money. Euro bonds are balls of euro. Treasury bonds are balls of dollars. And it won't take a lot. The money is so big that if you think you're going to be able to run out to your gold or silver store, and this is the easiest, simplest play I can get. People say, should I buy Bitcoin? No. No, you missed it. You bought it at $10 or 50 cents or when it was not a big problem for you to buy it. And if it crashes, you wouldn't lose much money. At 8,000, it could be 4,000. You don't know what the government may do to it. You have no idea. It may go to 14,000, may go to 100,000. I don't know. But if you buy anything, make sure you don't bet the farm. Well, you're not able to hold your trade out. And I got to tell you, when the dark money, it doesn't have to be all the dark money, just like it doesn't have to be the whole dollar has to crash. When dark money, you know, several hundred billion decides, okay, I'm out, I'm selling, I'm buying gold, I'm buying this, I'm getting out of this, I'm front-running this trade. When dark money decides they can no, I mean, the other thing Rob Kirby brought up too, before I go on, was that, you know, you just had, what, 4 billion notional a few weeks ago, they got 10 or 11 bucks drop, and it came back up. You just had another $2 billion dump fraud, and they got 20 bucks, and then they got back, you know, 6, 7, 8 bucks, whatever. I don't know what it is, okay? And Rob Kirby said, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, they'd done that. They'd have gotten $50, $100 out of the price. It would have taken months for that to reconstitute. It would have taken months for them to come back. Not anymore. That tells you a big change in psychology in the strong hands holding the big money in the market. And the only way to drive the price down now is to have it flooded with actual physical metal, and it ain't happening, according to Rob Kirby. So, little guys, the best thing you could do right now is go buy yourself some silver and do it every week. And don't bet the farm, and don't leverage yourself, and don't borrow money. But if, I mean, it, to me, that is the Rob Kirby. I've had other, many other people say this, particularly with silver, and whether it's Cliff High or whether it's Rob Kirby, who has global contacts, or whether it's Greg Mannarino, or whether it's Peter Schiff, who manages millions, if not billions of dollars on his equity matches, or Michael Pinto, or any of the other people I have who have been right in the past, who are going to be right again, that's the most undervalued asset. It's right at about mining costs, around $16-17 bucks an ounce. Gold is near at or near mining costs. There's not much of a downside. I'm telling you, that is the, because when big money moves, you're done. You're frozen. You are not going to get in front of BlackRock. You are not going to get in front of the Black Pools. You are not going to get in front of J.P. Morgan. You are not going to get in front of Goldman Sachs. Absolutely, positively not. You're not going to do it.
Which means you're not going to get out the door in time. You're not going to get in the door in time. It'll be after the game is essentially over.
The day it happens, it's going to happen in nanosecond time. Yeah. This is going to happen in internet time. This is not going to happen in 1929 time. Forget that. You can forget that. You better dig yourself in some type of position. It's like, one of the things that Paul Craig Roberts said, I said, what would you, because he thought this would blow it up a long time ago, and he's a little gun-shy about predicting when. It's going to happen. This is like, hey, we know your house is going to burn down. No, we don't think it is. We guarantee it's going to, we don't know if it's this month or next month or 18, or it's going to burn down.
But you can bet that when they cancel the insurance on your house, that's a good clue that the fire is about to start.
This is an uncancelable policy. You cannot cancel owning gold and silver as an insurance policy. It cannot be canceled unless you're robbed at gunpoint. So when this thing goes, and I know I've been saying this for a while, I thought we would get through October. If we got through October, we'd probably get through the end of the year. We probably will. I have a theory. My theory is this is going to be the history repeating itself. I come from a farming community, and what I always thought for a massive meltdown, they wouldn't do it until harvest season was finished. Then you'd have mass starvation. That things may get so out of control then that you may get, that would be a danger to the elite. Mass starvation. So they were going to get through the harvest season. I thought they would get through it if we have anything happen. So what would be the optimum time to crash the system? What would be the optimum time in the calendar, if you looked at the calendar, and don't think these people aren't doing this. This is not a conspiracy. What, smart people getting together to plan things? Yeah, that never happens. What would be the optimum time? Well, let's go back to 1933. What was the optimum time? Let's see, the harvest season was over. Christmas was finished. Everybody had gotten paid by March of 1933. Time for a holiday. We're going to reset everything. I think February, March, that's going to be the time. You know, the planting, we're way away from the planting season. The harvest is all in. Christmas is over. Everything is accounted for. When would you do it? I would do it in, 1929 happened, but that wasn't the total meltdown. 29 happened in 29, in October. But they didn't do the deal until 33, where they reset the system.
Yeah.
And I've seen reports that there was no consensus that we were in a depression until 1933. We look back in time and we're taught that the Great Depression started in 1929 as if someone threw a light switch and all of a sudden the lights went out. It wasn't that way.
No.
It just kept on. It took another 4 years before most people agreed, yeah, we really are in a depression, aren't we?
When was the Empire State Building built? 1930.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They didn't know they were in a depression. It was built in 1930. It started in 1930.
That's right.
But everybody kept telling us how great the economy was back then. I'm just telling you, folks, I'm not a advisor. Buying Bitcoin when it was a 50, now looking back on it, I can remember when it was $100. Bitcoin's $100 a unit. I hate calling it a coin. I know people that bought it at 90 cents. I know people that bought 10, 15, 20. Spend 10 bucks and buy it at 90 cents. Now it's $8,000. Right? The safest thing you can do, the reason why they are manipulating this with these dark pools, according to Rob Kirby says, because if they didn't manipulate it, it would be chasing Bitcoin, or Bitcoin would be chasing it. Gold would be 8,000 an ounce, 9,000 an ounce. Bitcoin would be 9,000 an ounce. Daniel DiMartino Booth, a former Fed advisor. Listen to this, folks. Listen to this. She was an advisor to Richard Fisher, the guy that said, you know, we injected cocaine and heroin into the system. I said, she brought up Bitcoin out of the blue and said, well, you know, that's why Bitcoin's 8,000 a unit, because people are panicking into it. Imagine if they didn't suppress with these. I mean, you could see it on a chart. You can see them doing it. I know the CFTC is not doing it. This is a profound national security issue for the dollar. But this is the way it is, and I'm not anti-America. I love America. I'm just telling you that you talked about panicking into Bitcoin. Why can they panic into Bitcoin that's not on an exchange? Why does the CME want to have an exchange? They want to try to control it. Rob Kirby says it'll backfire. What are they doing with gold and silver prices, controlling it? Because if they didn't, it would be exploding, because it's a run. It's a move away from fiat currency. And Rob Kirby sat on my air in January of this year, I believe, and said, hey, look at all this. You know, Bitcoin was 700. It's going up. Look at Ethereum. You know, look at all these. This is a runaway from of fiat currency. And what is it now? You think they're going to continue to run, or you think they're done running?
The problem they've got is Bitcoin. I just read something yesterday. We talked about it on the program, and it opened my eyes in this regard. Someone pointed out that the initial coin offerings that are being 160 of them so far this year, they've brought in an average of something like $19 million per offering. But they pointed out that these ICOs are debt instruments. We are paying people money right now for these little tokens, right? And the idea is that we will be able to use these tokens someday in the future to buy some stuff. That means these are debt instruments, and in that regard, they're identical to paper debt instruments that dominate our society. We've got too much debt. Debt can't be paid. It's one of the reasons to stay clear of, in my opinion, anything that's a debt instrument, because there's too much debt to ever be repaid. Most of it is going to be canceled and voided.
Craig Roberts, who says, I wouldn't take on debt. And one of my sayings is one of my only original sayings. We've been told debt is money, Federal Reserve note. Mm-hmm. Debt is money, and debt bonds are an asset. And we're going to find out in stunning fashion that that's not true.
I agree. We're going to learn the difference.
I'm telling you, you're the best thing. And I don't get anything. You don't get. I just want to tell you. I'm telling you, if I would tell my, because my family thinks I'm crazy. You know, I'm going to go to Thanksgiving 2 days from now, and hey, the Panthers are doing great in North Carolina. The Panthers are doing great. Wow, how about those heels? Oh, things are good. Oh, that's great. They won't even ask me what I've been doing, who I've been talking to. They will not even ask me, and they won't even talk about it. But it will just because they don't want it to affect them, just because they don't want to talk about it, just because they don't want to think about it, doesn't mean it's not going to affect them.
You know what they're doing?
Are we going to get a tax cut through? Yes, and according to Peter Schiff, the tax cut is terrible for inflation. We're going to borrow money so people can pay less taxes.
Yep. We need you know to what cut, your cut, family's cut, cut, doing cut. Right now? In the days before Thanksgiving, they're saying, now Greg is going to be here. Don't ask him anything about politics or economics. You understand?
Oh, no, God, no, they don't want
to. They're warning. They're telling everybody in the family, whatever you do. So they're preparing for you right now.
It's so obvious. And I even ask, how's your business? Oh, it's good. Oh, things are good? Oh, yeah. When do you go back to work? Oh, not till, you know, next Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Oh, great. And then silence. Crickets. It's just, unbelievable. It's just, the signs are so huge. The warnings are so big. I mean, the amount of dark pool money we know of is an additional $21 trillion on top of the $20 trillion. How can that be good for the dollar, for the buying power of your dollars? It's unbelievable.
The point is, if that dark pool, the additional $21 trillion is revealed, it adds to the money supply, the currency supply.
Correct.
And in theory, it should cause dramatic inflation. I think that was your earlier point. Is that true?
Yes, and the other thing is that what do you think the dark pool is going to do if they think that the dollars that they have squirreled away, stolen, made, taken, ripped off, whatever, what do you think, remember they wanted their damn money in 08. They rich part of their money. They want to take a loss. You're going to liquefy these bonds. These companies aren't going to go down. You're going to liquefy them. And that's why when people like Peter Schiff come on and says, listen, next time we're going to have a sovereign debt crisis, which is going to be a dollar, a euro, a yen. We're going to have a fiat currency crisis is what he's talking about. And it doesn't have to. And again, people, it doesn't have to go away. But they could be just devalued by 50%, 60%, 40%.
And that's good business from the government's perspective because it'll reduce the size of the national debt, the official national debt, from $20 trillion to $10 trillion in terms of purchasing power. It makes it easier for government to pay the debt if the currency is devalued.
But your payments aren't going to double. Your pension is not going to double. You know, that's the thing with people.
Oh, no. We owe you how much?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. We owe you $1,500 a month? Yeah, for Social Security? Yeah, okay. No problem. Gas is $14.50 a gallon, and this donut is $7. Or gas is $27.50 a gallon, and this donut is $7.50. There you go. Here's your money. No problem. And Alan Greenspan, you can Google this, Alan Greenspan, in front of Congress, saying we can guarantee the nominal value of the dollars. But we can, this is almost an exact quote, we can guarantee the nominal value of the dollars, but we can't guarantee the buying power of the dollars. So, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, it's coming. And I know this is on a day, this is in a week and a day and a month that we're hitting new all-time high after another, but that... You know, that isn't, I wish the president wouldn't.
You know, you buy low and you sell high. We are at a point where it's time to sell and run for the hills. We're also at a point where we have to close the program down because we're out of time. Greg, want to thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, Greg
Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Melody and I will be back probably tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow. What have you made up your mind, Melody?
Well, I think people are just going to have to tune in and find out, but we're going to try and
do
a program.
What about me? Do I have to tune in and find out?
You absolutely do.
Oh, my gosh.
You absolutely do.
All right, well, we will be back in the next several days. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Greg Hunter, and Todd, the producer. Bye-bye.
That's too bad.